At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, guys, we have got to talk about Erica Kirk and Turning Point USA because I have not seen a single person online, left, right, middle, up, down, blue, green, express that they like Erica Kirk. And look, don't kill the messenger. That's just me being honest. More and more these days, I see people, including a lot of people at Turning Point USA, or now formerly at Turning Point USA, saying they don't like Erica Kirk, they don't like who she is as a person, and they don't like her leadership. And recently we got a video from a former Turning Point USA individual just exploding on Erica Kirk and how he feels like, quote, TPUSA is still grifting off Charlie Kirk's name and legacy. And how he feels like Turning Point USA is grifting off Charlie Kirk's name and legacy. And again, we've seen a host of people lately from inside the organization say, you know what, I'm done. So I want to break this down, and we're going to start with that very viral video. Before we do, though, if you clicked on this video and you're like, I thought this was the Adam Mockler channel. Chris, you don't look like Adam Mockler. You're some other random white guy. Well, listen, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy the way that I do these videos, it would mean a lot if you go right down below, check out my YouTube channel, hit like and subscribe on my most recent video. It really helps me out. And obviously here on the Adam Mockler channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media from a Gen Z perspective. Obviously, Adam's here multiple times a day. I'm here once a day, always adding new faces and trying to bring you guys new content. So if you appreciate that and you want to stay informed and see our most recent videos, make sure you go down there, subscribe, maybe turn on the notification bell, like, subscribe, all the good stuff. We appreciate you. Let's start here. Let's take a listen. We'll talk afterwards.
You know what I'm sick and tired of? I'm sick and tired of this. So I got these back-to-back weeks, by the way, like back-to-back weeks. So let's read the first one. Dear friend, we are Charlie Kirk. That's the message thousands of Americans are carrying out, blah, blah, blah. And then it says, if you would like one of these wristbands, blah, 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 your gift would honor Charlie's legacy to fuel Turning Point USA's fight to protect the liberty of all our people. And then it gives you a thing to write a check and send money to them. So that's the first one. And then, dear Patriot, no one loved this nation, God, or the truth more than Charlie. This is Riley Gaines talking. So please return your signed pledge of support along with your most generous gift. Every dollar will help support our unprecedented growth and continue our campus tours, blah, blah, blah. Charlie gave everything he had to save our country, and we will too, blah, blah, blah. And then it gives you a thing to send money to them. So this is, by the way, I still have this up. I got that at the funeral. Like, I still wear this every day. So it's not about like Charlie and stuff. This is about this organization wanting more money from college students, of all people too, to fund what they're doing, their train wreck, basically what they're doing. Because no one likes Erica, bro. Whether you think she had foreknowledge or not, just surface level, no one likes her. She's not likable. She's not furthering Charlie's mission. She's extremely suspicious, and she's not a likable person. So the fact that and the AI video, they used AI to say, oh, I appoint my wife to Turning Point if anything happened to me. Totally AI. So the fact that they want money from us still after the millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars they made, especially right after his death, about Erica bragging about hat orders and stuff, it's just like, so Blake or Andrew or Erica, whoever sees this, I don't want these anymore, bro. Stop sending these to me. Back to back weeks, by the way. So Yeah, I quit for a reason, and it's because they're scammers. They want our money after all of this. So how about some transparency? How about all the videos you said, oh, we have so much pre-recorded stuff. We're so excited to show this stuff at Charlie. What about that, Erica? What about that stuff that you said on the podcast days after you got assassinated, after you were accepting being appointed CEO of a multi-million dollar company? How about that? But we don't want, you guys don't want to talk about that. You don't want to talk about Tyler Robinson and the connections and keeping him quiet. You don't want to talk about all this stuff. So I'm disgusted, honestly. This isn't some like, oh my gosh, Mason, you're like complaining about. No. I'm disgusted to my stomach because I stand for that. I stand for this. I stand for Charlie's mission. And these people make me sick. Andrew Colvett, Blake Neff, Erica Kirk, Jack Posobiec, you all make me sick to my stomach.
Wow. Oh my goodness. And again, this isn't somebody, this isn't like some random kid who's just a part of Turning Point USA. I mean, he's got the wristband that, you know, honors Charlie's legacy and his words. He's got this that he got at Charlie Kirk's funeral. I mean, this is a guy who's very passionate about this movement. And just saying, you know, Erica Kirk is not likable. She's suspicious. They're hiding things. They aren't being honest. And we have seen this so much from people lately. You know, what immediately comes to mind is a video I made a long time ago about a member at Turning Point USA at the University of Georgia who resigned. I was born and raised in Georgia. I spent some time at UGA when I was in college doing quite a bit of partying. I didn't go to UGA. I went to Kennesaw State University, Hootie Hoo, which I still haven't graduated from, but I will one day. I promise mom and dad I will. I've been focused on politics, but regardless, I remember that story because obviously growing up in Georgia, we've seen other instances of this. Now, really quickly, before we get into more stuff around, you know, Charlie Kirk and the Trump administration and what's going on, this is a video actually today from Riley Gaines, who that guy in that video was holding up a letter that was supposedly in Riley Gaines' words to try to fundraise. And this video, honestly, I just have to play this because I saw it today on Twitter and I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe what I'm hearing. This is going to be completely out of left field, by the way. Not what you're expecting, so just prepare yourself. Let's listen.
Of it is, which maybe this is like going to get me canceled too, but I don't love showering, to be totally honest with you. I really don't. I think it was spending so much time in the pool, like your whole life, like 18 years. It was practice before school, go to school, practice after school. I was basically, especially college, you're like basically a wet-headed rat for 4 years because you like go to bed with wet hair, you wake up with wet hair, your hair's never not wet. I was constantly just like, I guess, consumed by water. And I reached the point upon graduating where I was like, I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to submerge myself in water. I'm not going to. So I, of course I shower, but I don't love it. I don't love washing my face. I'm pretty horrible at things like that. But if I do, I use products with tallow in it.
I don't love to shower or wash my face. I mean, I do it, but I'm pretty horrible at it. This was today, by the way, on the Katie Miller podcast, which is Stephen Miller's husband, or excuse me, Stephen Miller's wife, who has a podcast. So, I mean, again, not really related here. I just heard Riley Gaines, and I made an excuse to put this in because I need to know what you think about this in the comments down below. I'll be replying to some of your comments here on the Adam Hawkins channel because this is just like, I'm like, I would never say that out loud, even if that's how I viewed showering. I would not say that on a very well-known podcast. Just saying. So, listen, this is an article that came out very recently from The New Republic, and we've learned more information actually from The New York Times about how the Trump administration and Donald Trump himself were very angry at Charlie Kirk for his conversation around the Epstein files. Again, this article from The New Republic and this information we learned from The New York Times in the last week or two. Charlie Kirk was increasingly at odds with the president in the final months of his life. Donald Trump had strong words for the GOP's youth connection last July, 2 months before Kirk was shockingly assassinated at a Turning Point USA event at Utah Valley University. At the time, Trump reportedly berated Kirk for allowing one of his college rallies to turn into a grieving session over the Epstein files, according to details of an upcoming book by Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan, published in the New York Times Magazine on Wednesday. Quote, Trump has had called Kirk and scolded him for providing a venue for young people to slam former Attorney General Pam Bondi and the larger Trump administration for failing to release the files, according to the New York Times, or reported by the New York Times. Kirk, by virtue of his position leading the youth Republican movement, could see that the Epstein files had become a divisive issue for young voters. He urged the White House to change course on the matter, but they would not relent. Trump was not shy in expressing his frustration with his aides. He reportedly told them that he was, quote, very unhappy with his famed supporters raging against the likes of Kirk, as well as former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, all of whom had demanded the admin, quote, come clean about Jeffrey Epstein. Eventually, Donald Trump Jr. and Vice President J.D. Vance joined the choir, urging the White House to change its position and pressure the Justice Department to release more files, which we have learned about through reporting. So that's pretty interesting, and it makes some of this make a little bit more sense. There's a video of Charlie Kirk that I'm about to show you. And if that reporting is true, it makes the video I'm about to show you make a lot more sense. Again, this is some more examples of people just, again, not in my political sphere at all, just upset at Erica Kirk. Again, I struggle to find people these days who like Erica Kirk. There seems to be a lot of people who feel like she's suspicious, she's hiding things from her past. You can let me know what you think in the comments down below. But again, this tweet, Erica Kirk's lies aren't transparent anymore. The mask is fully off. And this video attached. Let's take a listen.
Erica Kirk is up to some weird shit, guys. We are within 25 days of the pretrial kicking off. And we know we're gonna get cameras in the courtrooms. We know it's gonna get weird, but it's already starting to get weird. Because speaking of weird and gag orders and all of this, why were reality TV stars being silenced over Erica Kirk's past? Why did that happen early on? Why was there panic over Erica Kirk's personal life? Why did Turning Point USA try to silence some major reality TV stars? We've seen some clips of Erica Kirk on reality TV, but like, imagine blowing your 5 minutes of fame on reality TV only to suddenly pop back up a few years later, running a massive right-wing empire, a massive grift. And now the Bravo stars you used to hang with are being slapped with bizarre gag orders just to keep them quiet about it. That is exactly the situation unfolding right now. Carl just admitted he was told to stay silent about Erica Kirk's incredibly desperate television past. And by the end of this, you're going to see exactly why the MAGA machine is really terrified of Erica Kirk's former life resurfacing. So real quick, I'm Lauren Peritro. Consider every sub, every follow, every comment, six words or more, every five-star rating across wherever you get your podcasts, every hype, we see it all. And we've been told it's something that's really going to protect you from Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller here.
Stay safe, subscribe. So let me give you some context here. Right now, Erica Kirk is basically the poster child for trad wifery.
Remember that your degree fades. It's a piece of paper. Your godliness does not. So before I met Charlie, I was not on the path of I want to have six kids and a white picket house fence. That was not my mindset. But this is how amazing God is. When you meet the right man, everything shifts. When I met Charlie, that was it. I could care less about the career.
But before this massive right-wing grift, she was just a little thirsty gal on Summer House. Back then, she went by Erica Fransvay.
Hi, I'm Erica Fransvay, and today we're doing the American Spirit Arms photo shoot.
She was just another girl in New York desperately trying to get some screen time. But then Carl gave an interview after the season 10 reunion of Summer House. And the answer immediately caught everyone's attention because he casually mentioned that he was told to not talk about Erica Kirk. 1 minute, you're trying to be on a reality TV show on Bravo, Summer House, where it's all about getting turnt in the Hamptons. And then next, you're like, no, I'm just going to go hang out with JC and learn about how to indoctrinate young girls and grift. Funny.
Wow. Really interesting stuff there. Again, apparently Erica Kirk and the squad sending out gag orders to people she was formerly on live TV with, or excuse me, not live TV, but reality TV. And again, you saw some of these clips at the bottom, and we've talked about this a lot on this channel before, of, you know, these like reality dating shows that Erica Kirk was on and people mentioning that they felt like her past was weird here. Again, you can let me know what you think in the comments down below. To this Charlie Kirk clip I was telling you about, if that reporting from the New York Times is true, then this clip makes a lot more sense. Take a listen.
Honestly, I'm done talking about Epstein for the time being. I'm going to trust my friends in the administration. I'm going to trust my friends in the government to do what needs to be done, solve it, balls in their hands. I've said plenty this last weekend. So if you guys want to see my commentary on it, that's fine.
Wow. Okay, so Charlie Kirk there just backing off. And if he was getting berated from Trump himself and the administration to stop him finally saying, you know what, I'll back down. I'll trust my friends in the government. Again, all of MAGA is just like a loyalty test. It's a massive loyalty test. You bend to the knee to the leader. This was the other day, Erica Kirk speaking. Listen closely here. Somebody called her out in the crowd.
And it's important to remember that happiness comes and goes. It is so fleeting. But the joy of the Lord withstands all.
Erica Kirk protects pedophile! Erica Kirk protects pedophile!
It's important to remember that happiness comes and goes, and I pray that you find it.
Wow. So somebody screaming there, Erica Kirk protects pedophiles. That going very, very viral online. The fact that there are people showing up to her event saying that. And again, those would not be individuals in maybe our political sphere. I only include this kind of random, I would call this like a very sloppy, dumb meme, because this is like where the discourse is at. Regardless of how you feel with Charlie Kirk, Erica Kirk, and this whole thing, and again, you can let me know what you think, but I think that as opposed to Turning Point USA wanting this to be about, you know, Charlie's legacy and these things, it has turned into an internet meme, again, regardless of how you feel, and that may have something to do with how she has run the organization. Another tweet here from somebody, a Republican, newest mailers from TPUSA arrived just a week after last batch. I totally understand nonprofits raise money to operate, obviously, but three different mailers in a month? How kind of them to provide two QR codes to donate money in addition to the prepaid envelope? I'm also curious about the cost of printing so many of these color envelopes and sending them out. Again, this is like a random tweet I found on Twitter, but still, the fact that kind of these smaller voices are saying, what is going on? I just get letters nonstop. It's crazy. And of course, just the other day on the White House lawn, they were promoting Turning Point USA. It was all supposed to be non-political and about America's 250th birthday. Does this sound non-political to you?
The stakes are high. We should be thankful, not angry, to live in this country. We should be thankful if we just see the ground and say,
so yeah, that at the UFC event on the White House grounds, I believe, or somewhere within the perimeter, people with tickets. Again, the White House just actively promoting that and Turning Point USA and Erica Kirk. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. Again, don't kill the messenger. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing as somebody who's chronically online all day. And we will keep you updated here on the Adam Ockler channel. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here for Adam Ockler. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. Subscribe to the Adam Ockler channel, and I will see you tomorrow.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.